It was an evening of mixed messages at last night's 43rd Annual Grammy Awards. The Recording Academy honored the cutting-edge rap of Eminem, but for the most part stuck with the tried, true, and familiar. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The big story leading up to the Grammys was the four nominations, including Album of the Year, for rapper Eminem. His songs are often violent. In one, he fantasizes about murdering his wife, and the lyrics denigrate women and homosexuals, which is why the National Organization for Women and the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, among other groups, demonstrated outside the Staples Center before the broadcast.
8, 2, 4, 6, 8. Eminem is full of hate.
Come on, guys.
Of course, by that time, Eminem had already won 2 Grammy Awards during the untelevised afternoon ceremony, one for a rap duet on a Dr. Dre album, another for Best Rap Performance on The Real Slim Shady, the cut named for his dark alter ego.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will The Real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will The Real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
You never seen a white person before.
The bitter debates sparked by Eminem's lyrics were a constant source of jokes throughout the broadcast. But the Recording Academy and CBS obviously took the concern seriously enough that before the Grammy for Best Rap Album was handed out, they ran a public service announcement.
Fag! Queer!
Faggot!
What are you, a fag?
The next time you use words like these, think about what they really mean.
That last voice belongs to the mother of Matthew Shepard, the gay college student who was murdered in Wyoming in 1998. A few moments after this anti-hate message, Eminem was collecting his 3rd Grammy of the day for his album The Marshall Mathers LP. After all the buildup, his acceptance speech was low-key and polite.
I guess, first of all, I want to thank everybody who could look past the controversy or whatever and see the album for what it was. And also for what it isn't.
The Recording Academy also posted a sort of warning label before Eminem's performance with Elton John, who's openly gay. Academy President Michael Green made a lengthy speech extolling free expression.
It's important to remember that the Academy is not here to defend or vilify, commercialize or censor art. We're here to recognize those recordings that are notable, noticeable, and oft-times controversial.
And then Eminem and Elton John collaborated on a version of Stan, the rapper's disturbing portrait of an obsessive fan.
I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground stuff that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Stan.
But she's gone cold among them, right?
At the end of the number, John and Eminem embraced, briefly. Then John held up Eminem's hand as if introducing the new champion. The rapper did not win Album of the Year, however. That went to Steely Dan, the name for Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, who've been recording their smooth, jazzy music since the late 70s.
Thanks very much. We've been around a long time. It's nice to get one of these.
By the end of the evening, however, Steely Dan had won 3 Grammys, adding trophies for Best Pop Vocal Album and Best Pop Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group. Their album is called 2 Against Nature.
Everyone's wasted.
Relative newcomer was also honored with a Grammy last night. Singer Macy Gray won Best Female Pop Vocal Performance for the song I Try. There was a minor controversy last year when she was passed over for the Best New Artist Grammy. At the time, Elton John had certainly been rooting for her.
Look at Macy Gray. She's been on the road a whole year, and I saw her in December, and she blew me away. And I saw her last night, and she was even better.
Try to walk away and I stumble, though I try to hide it, it's clear.
Macy Gray's I Try had also been nominated for Record of the Year, but that Grammy went to the venerable rock band U2 for Beautiful Day. U2's lead singer Bono seemed to feel almost sheepish about winning.
I think Macy Gray really should have some of this. In fact, there's a lot of people here should have some of this. Really didn't expect to win this award. It's a very unusual emotion I'm feeling right now. I think it's called humility.
Altogether, U2 won 3 Grammys last night. The band's been recording since 1979, and speaking backstage, Bono rejected the idea that an artist needed to be young to do his or her best work.
With our band, it doesn't feel like we're burning out. And if you were a photographer or a filmmaker in your 30s, you might just be, you know, getting the hang of it. But a lot of rock and roll bands have burnt out by our age, and I'm not buying into that.
In music, perhaps, it's never too late. This year, for the first time, a Grammy was given for Best Native American Music Album. Robbie Robertson, who is part Native American and best known as a co-founder of the band, introduced the award.
Say go to all First Nations. This is somewhat of a historic occasion tonight that after some years of convincing, the Grammys are acknowledging for the first time Native American music. The original roots music of this continent.
The winning album was Gathering of Nations Powwow, produced by Tom B. and Douglas Spotted Eagle. They recorded Native American artists from throughout the country performing traditional music at the annual Powwow in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.